Welcome to Travel Pray Slay, a podcast for professional women who travel, love God, and are ready to level up their life. On the podcast, we discuss all things travel, faith, career, love, and lifestyle, all focused on helping you take the next steps you need to bring your visions into reality and live the extraordinary life God created for you to live. If you love Jesus, Beyonce, and catching flights, then look no further because you have found your tribe, sis. I'm your host, Toya Nicole, and I can't wait to get into today's episode with you. Welcome to another episode of Travel, Pray, Slay. I am super excited about this podcast and super excited for my guest today. So please get excited with me because we are going to be talking about travel, group travel, and all the ways that that can go wrong, but all the ways that we are going to make it right. And Marissa has the perfect travel app to make all our travel dreams come true. So Marissa, welcome to the show, and please tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, thank you, Latoya, for having me. Really excited for this podcast and this show. I think you, as well as other people, understand our pain points when we're traveling with friends and family. So I'm really excited to just get into that, talk about my experience, as well as learn about your experience and how we're here to help. But Travel Trunk came to me as an idea after losing so much money planning a group trip with the verbal commitments of everyone, you know, paying me back and going on the trip. Now I'm only accepting financial commitments. Like, if you're not putting money up, I don't know. You're just not.
Absolutely.
But it makes the process so much easier all around, not only for the group planner, but also for the trip goers. So it came to me as an idea after losing money from a planned trip. And I knew the next time I traveled, I wanted to use something like this, but I couldn't find it anywhere else. So
yeah,
started building it on my own. And then by the time my birthday trip came up, it was ready to go. So I built it for myself essentially, but it just started growing word of mouth. So I knew I had something and just kept going with that.
I love that. I love, first of all, that you in a space, I work for a consulting industry in the tech space. And so it is just so rare to have women of color as app developers. So I, one, love that. I love that you are trailblazing both as a woman of color in the tech space and in the travel space. So like you said, there has not been anything like this, right? And so I love that you took what was something that was like crazy and bad that happens and turned it into an idea, right? And so tell us about like how Travel Trunk app works. Because like you said, we all the time like plan trips, right? I've gone on a lot of group trips. I'm planning a retreat soon with a friend. And that is how I found out about your app, because we definitely want to use you because we're going to be, you know, taking payments sometimes from strangers. It's different when it's friends and family, but sometimes it's also strangers. So how does the app work in helping us to make group travel, specifically the financial commitments around that, easier?
So before I go into that, I want to go into what you said previously about it was when you said how I took my experience and turned it into
a positive thing.
Exactly. So before it was, you know, a pain point and it was something that I looked at in a negative way, but I also wanted to solve it. But now hindsight, looking back, it was truly honestly, and I know this is a faith-based podcast. So it was truly honestly God's way of saying, this is going to be your first investment into this business. And
I love that.
The money that I lost was just now an investment. I look at it as an investment because from that day, I've been working on Travel Trunk and nonstop. I've just been going outside. And it's honestly, now it's my purpose. Like, this is what I do. So everything happens for a reason. You just have to always be curious and patient and faithful. But back to
that's okay. You just said something right there. So I got to stop you because I love that. You found purpose in your pain. And like you said, you have to be curious. Mm-hmm. And you are so right. And then the investment piece, right? You decided to take that loss and that pain and turn it into an investment. And I love to be curious, because sometimes when bad things happen, we don't try to like dig into what can be learned from this or what could I have done differently. So that takes reflection, self-awareness. And being curious is one of the keys to success. You know, you hear a lot of leaders talk about that in relationships and business. You have to remain curious. So I love that. And I'm glad we stopped to talk about that. That's so good. Somebody needs to hear that.
You got to stop. Don't react so quick. Just stop and ask questions. Like you said, be curious. It helps a lot. But as a traveler, you would come onto the app, you know, create your trip, and then invite, you know, as many people as you want to go on this trip with you. Mm-hmm. From there, once they accept, everyone's creating a payment schedule. You set it up, let's say $35 a week, and it's automatic. Okay. Or it's either weekly, biweekly, or monthly. You could choose the amount.
And okay.
It's just automatic. Once you set it up, you don't have to come back to it if you don't want to. But if you, let's say you get some extra cash one week, you want to add it to the trip, you can do that. Or if you're short reaching, let's say you find a booking that you like, or we send you a booking that you like and you're short, you could just add the difference to make that booking. But it's a commitment as opposed to just getting a one-time payment on Cash App and then never hearing from that person again for months or until the last minute. And then they decide they can't go anymore. That commitment piece is where we sort of stand out. It's because, you know, okay, I'm committing to this financially. And the budget might seem big, but these little contributions will add up in no time. And let's say like you do get some extra money, like your taxes come in or something, you can add it really quick to bump up or boost up your progress. But that commitment, and it's that we focus on as well, because we know if you're committing, it takes a lot to, you know, put money aside. So we know that this is an experience that you're really caring, like you really care about. So we take time to thoroughly plan everything from excursions to what you're going to eat. If it's breakfast every morning, transportation, how you're going to get to your excursions to and from the airport. So we understand it takes a lot to save for a trip.
Yes.
And you're not just going to save for a weekend getaway. You're going to save for something that you're dreaming about. So we take the time to really plan everything out for you. So all we ask is that travel save, and we do all the work.
I love that. So a couple things. I think the being able to pay on a schedule is great. And I think like your app is going to help people that have been hesitant to travel or feel like they don't have the money to make it doable. Because so many times we may see, you know, okay, $1,500, you know, for the hotel, this. You don't, it's not that you don't have it. You just don't have it right now. Right. Yeah. And you're right. When we're manually doing things, a lot of times that's where you end up with the people like requiring the Cash App right now. And it's like, I don't have it, but it's just like being able to pay it in installments. You know, I'm old school. I'm an 80s baby. Layaway. Do they still do layaway? But I know.
I don't know.
Called Afterpay now.
There you go.
Back in the days, it was layaway, and that was the perfect thing. So it wasn't that my mama couldn't get the TV. It was that she just had to make small payments as she got paid. You're right. Like so many people, if they're in real estate or entrepreneurs, sometimes you get big lump sum payments at certain times. So I love that aspect because it makes it doable. You've automated it and everyone knows going into it. So that was the second piece. You talked about the piece around that you all like plan out everything from like breakfast and everything, because I think that's another hurdle is that, okay, so you book the hotel, the flight, but then you know you're going to do different excursions. You know you're going to do dinner. And a lot of people can't wrap the money around that. And I'm sure you may have stories about this, but I know people who have got on the trip and then they're short on funds because they just weren't able to anticipate those extra expenses.
Absolutely. And that is something that we focus on heavily. I was in a meeting today and someone told me, you're pretty much creating an all-inclusive experience without the all-inclusive.
Yes.
Right. Because we book like villas separately, but then we kind of make sure there's like a chef to cook breakfast at least every morning and a transportation to take them to and from wherever they want to go. So yes, it is an all-inclusive experience, but without the all-inclusive, you know, the touristy part. It's more intimate and more curated for whatever the event is or the theme of the trip is. So,
So talk to me about that. Like I said, a friend and I are looking to plan a retreat soon. And so, yeah, we have the idea. We even have the location. So how would that work as far as us coming to you and saying, hey, Marissa, we want to do 5 days in Cabo at this resort. I know we want to have some time where we maybe go on a boat. I know we want to have some time where we, you know, have a dinner one night. Because I can tell you, as we've been thinking about it, it's a lot of making calls, you know, writing on notes. So, I mean, we're putting a lot of work into it, but it sounds like if I worked with Travel Trunk, you all do that. So do people generally just come to you with an idea of what they want to do and you and your team take it from there?
Yes, absolutely. So they'll come to me with an idea or sometimes nothing at all. They're like, I want to celebrate my 30th birthday somewhere, but I don't know where. So we approach things in chunks. So, okay, you don't know where. We'll do the search, find popular destinations or destinations where you think, do you want hot, cold, you know, what are some requirements? Then we send out a list of options. Then from there, they'll choose one and then we'll take it lodging, flights, each category separately. Because, and this is the part where the financial commitment comes in, because we know you're not going to have the total amount to book everything at once.
Right.
So you're saving towards, let's say you're saving, right? And we'll send you an option for lodging. You probably won't have enough to cover, like I said, the whole experience, but you'll probably have saved enough to just reserve your lodging. And then we can move on to something else. So we're booking and planning as you're saving. So currently without, let's say you use Cash App.
Yep.
You are collecting the funds yourself, right? But then you do all the planning and then, you know, you got to reach out to somebody again. Okay, this is how much you have to pay or for this. And it's really confusing because it's not just the planning, you're managing people.
Yeah. And then I have to go pay whoever the vendors are and all of that and keep up with whose money was this and, you know.
Yes, you're managing people and accounts. So it's a full-time job. But you already have a 9-to-5. You're just burnt out.
You got a 9-to-5 and a podcast. I ain't got time to be a travel agent.
Exactly. Most of us don't. But it's a process. As you're saving, we're booking little by little. So it doesn't take as much to pay for, let's say, a $3,000 trip. It really does help as far as like making travel accessible to those who feel like they can't afford it, you know?
I love that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So tell us, so you talked about your trip that you lost a lot of money on. So I didn't necessarily lose a ton of money, but to your point about people pulling out at the last minute, that happened to me, right? There was a group trip plan and we went through like an agency. And it was kind of like, it wasn't a payment schedule, but it was definitely like, these were the milestones of when you can make the payments. And then last payment was due 60 days or whatever. So we did a deposit, but it was like a small amount. And so pretty much you could put a small amount down and then like 60 days out, as long as you had paid the balance. So anyways, you know, it was four of us. And then this one person pulled out. Well, that left me kind of like stuck in this place of, okay, I'm going to have to pay a double occupancy rate for just me because they didn't really have a single occupancy accommodation. And the person that pulled out definitely wasn't going to be like, oh, I feel so bad. Let me pay my portion anyway. So one, I ended up without a roommate, which, I mean, fine by myself, but also, you know, but I ended up having to pay a little extra, like not the full rate. Those are the kind of things, you know, that like happen. Or I've definitely, you know, planned a trip thinking that other people were going to come with me and kind of like made some plans. And then like, oh, I can't make it. And it's like, okay, well, I don't want to unplan all of this. So you're either trying to like find somebody else to go with you to fill their spot. That's so difficult. So like, why do you think it is so hard for people to navigate these group trips? And what are some tips that can help us be more successful with group travel?
Well, I think first is just the mindset of thinking, oh, I'm just going to plan a trip. And as mm-hmm. I mentioned before, it's not just planning a trip. You're managing people and you're managing accounts and the back and forth communication, not only with the group, but with the vendors and, you know, flights and being on hold, things like that. So I think also people in the group may truly want to go on the trip, mm-hmm. but know they can't afford it and have a hard time telling you they can't afford it. Kind of string you along until like the bitter end to where they realize, okay, I really can't make it. So then and I think one tip will help is honestly with using Travel Trunk, you know who's serious because they're putting money aside for it.
That's and right.
Money talks. Like we could plan for days, but without money, we can't do anything. Nobody's gonna want to talk. Vendors don't want to hear from us. Airlines don't care about us. Without money, you can't do anything. So you guys can plan. We can all be in a group chat. Fine. But that doesn't mean we're actually going to make this trip happen. And I think the financial commitment part, making that the priority, is a great place to start. And sometimes your trip will start off with 16 people, but then only 10 are actually saving. So you know you're really going on this trip with 10 people.
Yeah.
And the 16 will eventually drop off, but you know exactly where you're starting because the most important piece is there.
I think you are so right. You have to start with finances because you're right. Unless you put skin in the game and put your money where your mouth is, we're just talking. And I mean, we are, you know, about some things that would be nice to do. Mm-hmm. And I know one thing that I started to do because you're right. Like some people have a hard time communicating what their budget is. And so I've just started to say, hey, yeah, let's go to Aruba. And sometimes I will volunteer. I'll say, you know, my budget is really like $500. I wouldn't want to go more than that. Right. What are y'all thinking? Or if I'm able to do some research, then I'll say like, hey, I'm looking at flights. You know, looks like it's going to be about that. And most hotels are this. So, you know, let me know what you want to do. Because that can at least give the person to say, you know what? Yeah, my budget is not that. Or, hey, I actually wanted to be that. I was going to like Denver with some friends. And that was the conversation because we were doing like Airbnbs. And I was looking at all these places and I was sending them and I wasn't getting feedback and I could get a sense, like you said, you know, when it's about money and the people won't say it. And so I finally sent some more and I was like, hey, things are looking about like this. Let me know what you all think of budget. I was like, I don't want to spend more than $150 a night. What do you all think? And then one of the people came back and was like, you know, I really don't want to spend more than like $115. Cool. Yeah. Because to your point, fine. I don't want to keep looking at all these listings. Let me change my filters. Let me do what I need to do. And so you're right. Leading with the financial conversation in a way is important. And then just making that upfront because you save so much time.
Yeah. And you don't necessarily take it personal when people drop off. It saves you the time that you plan for 10 people, but then only two people go. Like I'd mm-hmm. rather you tell me now so that I don't waste my time planning for a large group when then only two people go. But
exactly.
It is a tough conversation to have sometimes, but also there's this, people really do try to make it, you know, it just comes down to paying it a large sum at once or making half the deposit. This is where Travel Trunk is really useful because there's a dead period, we like to call it, like a dead period. The moment you guys decide you're going on a trip to the moment it's time to pay, there are months between where, you know, life can happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're spending money on other things when the time comes to make a deposit, you realize you don't have it. But with Travel Chunk's commitment feature, like when you're saying on recurring automatics, money can come up and people realize, oh, I have that in the bank. I mean, I have that in Travel Chunk. We could go ahead and book it. So it eliminates that awkwardness of, because the group chat could be lit. Like everybody's talking about paying. But then when it comes time to, okay, you owe me this, when you're going to pay me that, it's crickets. Like it's quiet.
Yeah.
So it eliminates a lot of the awkwardness around financial talk in a group trip, which I think is definitely beneficial.
I love that.
Okay, y'all, I'm just interrupting this episode briefly to remind you about the Travel Pray Slay merch. Did you know we had an online shop? Well, if you want to make a statement and slay, then you have to head over to travelprayslay.com/shop and check out all our merchandise. We've got hoodies, t-shirts, mugs, accessory bags, and luggage tags, which are my favorite. We've got everything in the online shop you need for your next trip. And whether that's a trip to Paris or just your daily trip to Target, you still want to make sure that you slay, sis. So head over to travelprayslay.com/shop and pick up some merch today.
So then how do you all communicate the excursions and the itinerary piece? So like I said, how does Travel Trunk help with that as far as like communication? So like, I know you have the automatic payments. So if we are letting you all curate the trip for us, will you work with like the organizer or email sent out automatically? I'd be curious to know a little bit more because, you know, getting hyped for the trip and knowing what's coming is an exciting part of it too.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we do is just send you a list of offers. We actually are working on that feature currently and should be launching it soon, where we send you a list of offers in the app for you and your group to go through together and see together and then decide on what you guys are booking together. So you're not saving together, you're planning and booking together as well. And it's really about transparency, you know, and a motivation factor. So you as the group planner, you know everyone or you know who's paying you, but with Travel Group, you see the group and you see everyone's progress. Every time someone adds money, you get a notification. It's like encouraging, motivating. You see, okay, my friends are saving, you know, let me we're really serious about this. It gets you excited. And it's a reminder. It's a constant reminder. Like, okay, yeah, we're really doing this. We're going on this trip and something to look forward to, but we do. We actually are launching this feature soon where we send you all of the listings. We used to do it through email or I was in the group chats with everyone, but now we're sending everybody offers through the app.
Okay. I love that. I love that you can check everyone's progress. I love that you all make it easy and that it's flexible. So you can adjust the amount, you can pay more at any time, you can adjust the frequency of the payments. You all will help in the planning phase and share with the offers. That's the biggest piece. So I'm going on a trip next week to Charleston and Savannah. So just here in the US, but I've never been to that area of the country.
Savannah is popular. A lot of people have been coming to us about Savannah. And I'm just like, it's not like Miami or anything popular like that, but a lot of people are coming to us for Savannah. So that's cool.
Yeah. And I think for me too, there's so much like African-American history in that part of the country. I do think the desire to dig into that more for a lot of people of all races is there, and it is on the waterfront. And, you know, I think a lot of people are still hesitant with international travel. And like I've talked about on my podcast before, this is the perfect time to discover domestic travel. And so, but I'm just thinking about how Travel Drunk would have been so perfect because it's just me and one friend. But even when it's just two people, I mean, it's just like, I'm like finding all these restaurants. I'm making the reservations. Okay, there's this tour for the Gullah Geechee. Oh, there's a horse and carriage ride tour. Okay, girl, I'll book it. Just zail me. Oh, yeah. I found this, you know, and it is like hotels. I'm like, wait, how much do I owe you? And well, why don't you book the Savannah one? I'll book the Charleston one. And I've got this Google Doc going and it's all this back and forth.
Google Docs. Yes.
No. Yeah. So are there any like minimum or maximums on the amount of people that you plan for?
Yeah, so we're a small team. We're really adding more people to our team. But we stopped taking single travel and couples travel, or like two people travel. Sorry, not travel, but groups or trips. Mm-hmm. Just so we can focus more on the group side.
Yeah,
because we understand the pain points of the group and we want to make sure that our app is sustainable in that department before opening to couples or single solo travelers. But we do get a lot of requests for, you know, solo travelers or honeymoon.
Yeah.
We actually also have done destination weddings, which is one of our largest contributors to Travel Trunk, but there's something about the bride and groom not wanting to deal with everybody.
I don't blame them. Yeah. Go here. Stay out of our way. Absolutely.
So it's been a learning experience for us with groups.
Okay, no, that's perfect because you're right. I mean, with a lot of people, it gets out of hand. And as the bride and groom, you have so much other things you're trying to focus on. And even me and my friend that are planning this retreat, like we want to focus on a lot of the things that we want to share with the women while we're there in the content, like the logistics piece is great to turn over to a Travel Trunk, you know, for 10 to 15 people, because there's so many other things that you do have to focus on when you're planning an event, decorations and all those kind of things that don't necessarily have to do with travel, but have to do with the destination. And so that makes sense for retreats and for weddings, why your app is so perfect. I'm guessing family reunions, all of that. And definitely birthday travel. So,
but also it gives you, like you said, time to focus on the smaller details because I mean, I could imagine what a bride and groom or even a retreat coordinator would have to do with, like the small decorations, like you said, but then also keeping track of, you know, your travelers and bookings and communicating with airlines and stuff like that. So it is a lot of work just to plan the trip and put the trip together. But then the little details part is where things get even worse sometimes.
Absolutely. Okay. So any last minute tips you want to share with us as we get ready to wrap up? This has been so great. I've enjoyed learning so much more about Travel Trunk. Cannot wait to use it for our retreat. Cannot wait to use it for my next girls trip. So any other tips that you have for us? And then also give a little bit of information about where we can download the app and find out more information.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I would say a tip or a few tips for group travel or planning a group trip would be to have a realistic budget. So make sure that, you know, you're not looking to have once in a lifetime dream trip in Bali on like a $500 budget. Like we can't work with that. We can, but won't meet the expectations that you're looking for.
Yeah.
But also try to book as much as you can in advance because once you're there, you don't want to have to think. You actually want to be on vacation. So
yes.
Don't want to, oh, what are we doing today? Or can we do this? I don't have money for this. Or you don't want to have to deal with that. Make sure all of that's done before you get on the plane. as much as you can in advance, all the excursions, transportation, restaurants, even, you know, things that you can book ahead of time, make sure you get that out the way. And then mm-hmm. I would say for my last tip, use travel trunk.
Yeah. Those are the three keys to success, people.
Successful group trips, yes.
Exactly. Have a realistic budget, book in advance, and use travel trunk. Awesome. So before you get out of here and tell us where to find travel trunk in the app store and where to find you on social media, you have to tell me your favorite trip that you have taken and why was it your favorite?
Yes. So my favorite trip was Phuket, Thailand. Mm. I went there for my birthday. That was actually the first trip on travel trunk. I told you I built it for myself. And then, so that was the first trip. And I loved it because for some reason, I love animals and I got to interact with elephants and tigers.
Although I saw that on your social media, on the website. Yeah.
It was such an experience. You just like, I will never forget those days.
It's on my bucket list.
Yes, you should definitely experience that. I was totally immersed in the experience. So yeah, I would definitely recommend that for anyone who wants to go to Thailand, do the elephants and the tigers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, love it. Okay, and so on the Travel Pray Slay podcast, we love God, travel, and Beyonce. So you have to tell me your favorite Beyonce song.
Favorite Beyonce song. This might be weird, but I would have to say my favorite Beyonce song, and I think it will continue to be my favorite, is Spirit.
Oh, from The Lion King, The Gift.
Yes,
The Gift. That's a beautiful video too.
Oh my goodness, the colors, the desert, all of that just came together so beautifully. And it's such a deep song. It's like one of those songs where as an entrepreneur, I relate to this a lot, just like the hard times. Like
yeah.
When you feel like everything's going wrong, you're just about to give up, you just fight through it and get through that and like go to that deep, deep spirit of yours that's telling you don't quit. And then it just gets you through the day sometimes. So
I love that. I actually love that entire project. The Lion King, and I love Black is King. I watched it already like 3 times. Maybe I need to watch it again. Awesome. So tell us where we can find Travel Trunk on social media and how we can download the app and get set up, because we're ready to travel and we're using Travel Trunk.
Yeah, the world is opening back up. Mm-hmm. We're really excited. So you can find us on Twitter and Instagram at Travel Trunk Co, like Travel Trunk Co. And then our website is traveltrunk.co as well. And in the app and Google Play Store, you can find us at Travel Trunk, just one word. Travel Trunk is one word in the Google and iOS store.
Awesome. So I'm also going to put this for everyone in the show notes on the website and in the description. So you will be able to easily go to there and follow and download the app. So thank you so much again, Marissa, for your time. I'm so excited for folks to hear about Travel Trunk and to get over these hurdles that come with traveling. And like you said, outside is open. We're ready. You take all of the stress out of it. As a woman of color in the tech space, I'm super excited for you and proud of you. I'm so excited for so many more people to start using the app. So thanks for coming, and I will chat with everyone on the next episode.
Thanks for checking out this episode. If you want to check out the show notes, you can head over to the website, travelprayslay.com. I would love to connect on social media, so be sure you are following me on Instagram at Travel Pray and Slay and Facebook at Travel Pray Slay. Again, Instagram is at Travel Pray and Slay. And if you love this episode, be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast player, and be sure to leave a review. Thanks for listening, and you'll hear from me soon.